Okay, we're now going to learn Daf Memches Amid Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We left off on Daf Memches Amid Beis all the way down, 12 lines down the page. Already we finished the Mishnah. The Mishnah described the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. So now it says, Raminani Mili. One of the things we said was that they blew a tekiah, threw a tekiah at the time that they were drawing the water. How do we know that? So Amar Aveina Damakra Ushaafte Mayim Besason, that the drawing of the water for Nisuch HaMayim was done with great fanfare, with great joy. So once we mentioned the Gemara brings two episodes that relate to that pasuk. Hanu trei mini. There are these two kofrim, these two epikorsim. Chad shmei sason v'chad shmei simcha. One of them had the name sason, one of them was named simcha. And they were getting into a fight. Who's more chashuv than the other one? Samalei sason l'simcha. Sason said to simcha, ana adifna minach. I'm better than you. I'm more chashuv than you. Dichsiv sason v'simcha yasigu. So you see that sason comes before simcha in the pasuk. Amalei simcha l'sason. Simcha says to sason, ana adifna minach. I'm better than you. Dichsiv simcha v'sason la'yehudim. That the pasuk has simcha before sason. Amalei sason l'simcha chad yom ha'shavkuch v'shavyuch parvanka. So sason said to Simcha, one day they're going to leave you from Shemayim and they're going to have you run in front of the Machna to show them the road. That the person who's named Simcha is going to show the road, is going to lead the way, and everyone's going to just follow along. So Simcha said to Sason, one day they're going to leave you and they're just going to fill water through you. They'll fill water in Sason. So you're just going to be a water carrier. Another episode, there was a certain min, a certain apikoros whose name was Sason, who said to Rabbi Avohu, Asi ditu ditimlu li mayim li alma da asi. You one day are going to use me to fill up water in Olam Haba. Dichsiv shafta mayim b'sason. So Amalei Rabbi Avohu said, Yavaksiv lisason. If it would say that we were going to fill up water for Sason, kidikamrit, then you'd be right. It would be for you. We'd be working for you. But Hashem dichsiv bisason, it says we're going to fill up water in Sason. That doesn't bode quite as well for you. Mashkedahu gavra mashvinin legodo melinim bemaya. That just means we're going to turn your skin into a water pail or a water pitcher and a water bag or water sack, and we're going to fill that sack up with water. So now the Gemara is going to discuss how the Kohanim would go from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach for the sake of the Avodas HaKorbanos and for Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaYayim, because the Kevesh was on the southern side of the Mizbeach and the Kohen always had to turn to the right, to the eastern side, or he had the option of turning to the left, to the western side. So all of the Kevesh ufanel the smolo. The Mishnah said they'd go up the ramp and turn to the left. So Tan Rabbanan, Kola Olam L'Mizbeach, anyone who goes up on the Mizbeach to do Avoda, like the Matan Dam of the Korban Chatos, or the Sidur Ma'arach, the arranging of the wood on the Mizbeach, or turning over the Evarim on the Esh to make sure they burn really well. Olin Darach Yimin, Makifin V'yordin Darach Smol. When they would go up the Mizbeach, they'd go up on the right side from the place where they were standing, so they would always turn toward the east, and even if they had to do something on the western side of the Mizbeach, they'd go around the whole thing till they got to the western side of the Mizbeach, and then they would come down on the left side. Chutz mina olal l'shlosh advar malalu, except for people who went for one of the following three things, sha'olin darach smol, where they would not walk around the entire Mizbeach, they would just make a left when they got to the top of the ramp. V'chozun ala ekev, and when they would go back, they would retrace their steps the same way they came up. Because when they're facing the Mizbeach on the southwestern side, for one of these three avodos, his right side is the side that he went up on the Mizbeach, and therefore they go back to that side. Ve'eluhain, and these three avodos, these three mysterious avodos that they can go up on the other side are Nisuch HaMayim, V'Nisuch HaYayin, V'Olas Ov K'sharab Saba Mizrach. The place for the Malika, the Karban Ov, is really in the southeastern side, which is close to the Beis Hadeshed, and that's where they would throw the innards of the Ov. But when there were too many Kohanim standing in the southeastern side for the Malika of the Olas Ov, and there was no place to stand there, so they would do it instead on the southwestern side. The reason these three avodos, the Kohen would turn to his left, straight to the Keren Ma'aravis Dromas, to the southwestern corner, and do these avodas there, and you don't have the din normally that kalpina shatapona, you have to turn the yamin, you always have to turn to your right, is because he's not able to turn with the nesachim to his right, go around the whole mizbeach, because that's going to be more than 100 amos of walking, and we have to be choshesh that maybe the smoke is going to affect the nesachim as he's carrying it around, and that will be therefore pasul the nesachim. And by the old sa'of, you have to worry that maybe it's going to die from the smoke. The bird's going to die. He's not going to have a chance to do the malika. So it's all three of these things are very time sensitive. So we just don't have time for him to do all of these things. So the Mishnah had said that there were two bowls of silver that were by these two holes in the mizbeach, and Rabbi Yehuda said they were made out of sid elashay mashchirin, but the wine blackened them. So Rabbi Yehuda meant that they were not made of silver at all. They were made of sid, and because of the wine, they appeared to be made out of silver because of the blackening of the wine. So says Gemara, wait, why were they both blackened? Bush lamadi yayin mashchir. The one that you were pouring wine down, I understand, got a little blackened. Demaya amay mashchir. But why would the one that you're pouring water on become blackened? So says Gemara, kivan da amar mar. Since we say that eira shel mayim latok shel yayin, shel yayin latok shel mayim yatsa shel mayim asil ashchure. Since we had said in the very next line of the Mishnah that your yotze, if you mix them up, if you pour wine in the water one or water in the wine one, so you understand why it could easily become blackened. And we said that there were these two holes that were like two nostrils, one of them thicker, one of them thinner, in order that they should both go through at the same pace. Let's say that our Mishnah that says that they were not exactly the same thickness is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. Ditnan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beloga, Menaseh Chol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda says that the amount of wine that they would pour was more than the water, because the yayin was 3 log, the water was only 1 log. So they would have to broaden the place where they would pour the wine in order that it should spill more fast, so that it would finish at the same time. That's why he needed a thicker hole to go down. Di Rabbanan, because if you hold like the Rabbanan that there's 3 log of yayin and 3 log of mayim, then even if they're the same width, the hole that you're pouring them down is the same width, it would still go at the same pace because it's the same amount. Says Gemara, no. Afilu tem rabbanan, even if you hold it's the same amount of wine as there is the amount of water, chamra sabach mayakalish, you have to realize wine is much thicker than water, so the wine is not going to pour as quickly, and that's why you need a wider hole to pour the wine. So Gemara brings a raya from Mishnah that that the Mishnah must be going like the Rabbanan. Hachi nami mistabra. It's most logical to assume it's going like the Rabbanan. Di Rabbi Yehuda rachav katzir islay, because Rabbi Yehuda would have said rachav and katzir, not ava and dak. He would have used different terminology. Titania Rabbi Yehuda omer shnei kashvaus. They were these two hollowed out straws hayusham that were on the mizbech. Echad shel mayim vechad shel yayin. Shel yayin pia rachav, shel mayim pia kotzer. Those were the words he used. Kadeshu shneim kalin vasachas. That one was rachav and one was kotzer, so that both of them would pour through at the same time. Shema mina. So you see that the Mishnah must be going like the Rabbanan, because the difference between rachav and kotzer is a much bigger discrepancy than the difference between ava and dak. So according to Yehuda, the difference between the two holes was way more than it would be according to the Rabbanan, because again, the Rabbanan are talking about the same amount of fluid that's being poured in the wine one and the water one. It's just that the wine one is thicker, but Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's way more wine that's being poured in, and that's why it's going to take a lot longer for the wine to go through. So some main points over here. Main point number 3 already on the Memchasim Beis. We have a conversation between the two Minim, who are named Sasson and Simcha. And then main point number 4, we have 3 examples of Olda Derech Smol, 3 cases where you're Olda Derech Smol, that is for Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and Olas HaOf, when there's too much going on in the Mizrach. And then main point number 5, even if the water and the wine were the same volume, one hole had to be wider because the wine hole had to be wider, because the wine is thicker. So in order to pour it through at the same pace, it was important that the wine hole be wider than the water hole. So Be'ez Hashem, next time, we will pick up at the two dots at Ma'aravo Shel Ma'im.